Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
I'm Kim Grinnell of Dogman.com, and season ticket renewals have gone out today, and a lot of questions about how that's working. And we just wanted to touch bases with the man who knows what's going on, and that's Jason Biedekofer. And we just wanted to, you know, figure out a few things, because once those start hitting your email, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of questions. But Jason, please tell me you're on the 50-yard line in Husky Stadium soaking up the sun in the 70-degree weather we've got today.
I hear the weather outside is amazing. So exciting to really start to feel spring in Seattle. So
what's funny is we always know that football's coming is when we go to football practice and we see the pressure washers out there on the seats. And we saw them out here this past week, you know, out there cleaning up all the seats. But, you know, talk us a little bit about, you know, the decision to go ahead and send out those renewals. Why now? And maybe just, you know, kind of give us an overview on the renewal process and what people can expect.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited to roll out the renewal process. You know, I think that, you know, we have a lot of great momentum with the program right now with spring ball up and running. Obviously, from a community setting, you know, there's increased momentum around, you know, our ability to feel normalized here in the fall. So we're going with this process chest out, renewing, you know, a stadium, a full stadium, you know, all of our renewals for this fall. And, you know, again, we're really excited about getting people back into Husky Stadium where they belong. You know, as it relates to everything else going on right now and kind of the road ahead, you know, we are currently welcoming fans at 10 of the 15 spring practices and then the spring game on May 1st. So people are already out there kind of getting a taste of being back at the stadium and, you know, really being able to experience and engage with Husky football. So that's exciting. You know, there's 18 starters that are on back on the field and we'll be back this fall. So again, just a lot of momentum around the program. And, you know, we know at some point in time here, you know, that we needed to go out with renewals. All of our Pac-12 counterparts have either went out or in the process of going out with renewals for 100% capacity. So, you know, it's definitely the mode of let's get back to normal. Let's get people back into Husky Stadium where they belong. And, you know, obviously we're going to continue to adhere to direction from state and local and campus officials on crowd sizes and things of that nature as we approach the fall. But I think there's just a lot of optimism in the community. And, you know, we had a number of fans again out at that spring practice last Saturday, which was fun to see. And it's a taste for the fall. You know, let's get people back in the stadium. You know, let's get people excited about the next few months here.
You've got a lot of people who had deposits that still have money on their accounts from last year when they weren't able to attend games. Talk us a little bit through that and how that process works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we had individuals through last fall's process. Credit to the 2021 football season. We had a large number of accounts that chose that option. So really the renewal process here in April for them is more of us just giving them acknowledgement or a confirmation that they are good to go for this fall. You know, the fans that donated their ticket money back to the Huskies All In campaign, could not be more thankful for that support. And those individuals will receive a renewal, renewal for the fall with a payment that is due May 14th. So, Again, a lot of moving parts there, and a different renewal process for a number of people than we've normally went through. One from the standpoint that I just mentioned, but also from the standpoint that we're, going out with this email here in April, which the timing's a little bit different. Just adapting to the new normal and making sure that we can get everybody taken care of for the fall.
With the May 14th deadline, what if people are like me and on May 15th or 16th, they go, oh, crap, I forgot to renew my tickets. What happens?
Well, I think the great thing about our setup, one, we always work with people on a one-on-one basis. Obviously, the May 14th deadline is one that we hope people put their eye on. We do have a great setup here internally. From a ticket operations standpoint, we have a ticket operations group as well as a sales and retention group that are going to be focused on, reaching out to accounts individually. People have account managers that work directly with them. So those individuals are going to be making calls. I think they have made a lot of calls, preemptively to let people know that of the upcoming timeline and that this process is beginning, and they're going to continue to work through the remainder of those calls, as we approach that May 14th deadline, just to engage one-on-one and remind people of May 14th, as well as, to your earlier point, ask any questions, and just kind of if they need guidance or individual one-on-one engagement related to moving through that process. That's what we're here for. And we will always want to put our best foot forward from a customer service standpoint. And with this renewal process, it's no different.
What if I've got seats in the second level, 35 rows up on the 20-yard line, and I want to kind of go to Club Husky or Touchdown Terrace or the Party Deck or the Don James Center? What do you think is available right now? I mean, is it optimistic for people who want to upgrade to those a little bit more reserve seats?
Yeah, well, all of the seats from 2020, the seats that were held from 2020 were held for 2021. So as we go through this renewal process, we'll identify what seats become available what the availability is. So our plan is this summer, sometime in June or July, we'll share more information down the road. But if you request an upgrade in the seat process, then our ticket operations staff will look through that at that time. I think if people are looking to upgrade from their general seating to a premium option, whether that's the Don James Club or whether that is, suites or whatever that is, club seats, whatever it is, I think reaching out in advance and to the Tie Club or to your ticket sales representative is a great move. And, certain limited opportunities, but certain opportunities that could become available. And again, I think just making that formal request, and then, if you want to take it one step further and engage with your customer service representative on any of those enhanced premium opportunities, we would encourage that to take place.
I think the big question a lot of people have, there's just so many uncertainties with COVID. We don't know what the capacity is going to be. We hope that it's going to be 100% capacity, but what happens to my tickets, just regular tickets or those premium seats, if, the state cracks down and has limited capacity for the football season?
Yeah, and it's a great question. We're hopeful and optimistic of having full capacity this fall. And that's why we're moving forward with the renewal process the way we are, sending people their exact seat locations from the past. In the unfortunate event, that there's a change or that we need to reduce capacity or something, the season ticket renewal process represents our commitment to full capacity game day experience. But if that's limited down the road, people will have options, including crediting to next year or things of that nature that would be presented to them at that time. But again, we're moving full speed ahead with optimism and hope. And, it's Husky Stadium this fall is we're hoping that it's electric and that we do not have additional limitations.
once the season gets started and we're able to, you know, at least get some fans in the game, any changes on transportation methods like the light rail, the buses, will people be allowed to come in on boats, or is it just too early to tell on a lot of that stuff?
You know, at this time, we are planning to, again, operate express buses to and from, you know, home games from key metro park and ride locations. You know, we're obviously going to continue to follow all health guidelines to ensure a safe environment for all fans. But, right now we're still working through a lot of those details, and more details on public transportation options, you know, will be shared later in the summer. And we know that that's the main mode of transportation for many that attend games. So, you know, we need to crystallize, you know, those plans a little bit further as the upcoming months transpire. You know, I think as it relates to, you know, you mentioned a couple other game day elements, sailgating, tailgating. You know, at this time, you know, we're planning to host tailgating. You know, again, however, we're going to continue to follow all health guidelines to ensure a safe environment for the fans that we have in attendance. So, you know, again, optimism and hope around normalcy. And if we have to recalibrate, you know, as the summer unfolds, we'll make sure that our level of communication is extremely high and thorough, and we'll keep people updated. But, you know, this process, you know, to your earlier point, has, you know, the fall has some uncertainties about it, but moving full speed ahead with our planning is the space we're in, and love that we're launching renewals today and give people the opportunity to commit to being in Husky Stadium this fall.
Party starts out in the parking lot, out, you know, when people are tailgating, but everybody always wants to know that, will I be able to get beer in my seat at Husky Stadium? And it just seems like it's kind of been a process, you know, going through the state and going through upper campus to, you know, prove that you're responsible enough to, you know, have a little bit more alcohol in the stadium and, you know, have a beer at your seat. Any changes on that have come up? Anything planned in the future to be addressed on that?
You know, we're continuing to analyze, you know, the road ahead as it relates to the fan experience at Husky Stadium. You're exactly right. You know, the party starts in the parking lot, and but yeah, we're always, you know, we're continually analyzing the fan experience and looking at ways to augment it, but no specific updates to provide at this point.
And just real quick, I think, you know, there's a perception out there that you guys can just decide to open that up. It's not, you guys can't decide just to put beer taps at every concession stand and beer vendors in the seats. It doesn't work like that.
There would be, you know, if, you know, heading that direction, there's processes and protocols that are tethered both to, you know, the state as well as to campus. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like I can back up a truck and unload kegs and make it happen. There's a lot more to it than that, to your point. So, that's an accurate statement, Kip.
It's always kind of funny that, you know, the week before and sometimes a couple weeks before, you know, the season, we have to pretty much go through the loading dock to get where we need to for our press conferences at the stadium and stuff. And it's always cracks us up when we walk by and we just see pallets and pallets and pallets of beer and kegs of beer. And, you know, the season is starting, you see all that kind of stuff. So, but like I said, you know, I think the perception out there is that you guys have control of that and you can just turn on the taps. And yeah, if it was only that simple. But how about for those who don't have season tickets? Is this a good time to invest in season tickets?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, calling the Husky ticket office it's a great time. You know, we have people that have made deposits already, and we're working with those individuals on a one-on-one basis related to availability. So yeah, it's the no time is a bad time to get on that list or to engage with a ticket office ticket operations representative to let them know of your interest. And obviously, you know, the earlier that you do so, you know, the better the seat selection will be. So definitely encourage people to reach out and express that interest. And again, we have a great ticket operations and sales team that is, you know, really engaged one-on-one through those processes. And they're more than willing to help you out and look at options and, you know, and get you squared away. So
Jason, if I'm your brother and I've got season tickets and I got the renewal process coming and I give you a call and go, Jason, give me the cheat code to make this as easy as possible, what would you tell me?
I think, you know, our staff has done an amazing job of, of the creating basically very thorough communication that is going out today related to the renewal process. The website online renewal process is very, straightforward, sophisticated, and the website has a lot of information tethered to it. So, I think it's, renewing online is great. Again, if you have any questions or challenges with the process, our staff, both the Tyee Club staff, as well as our ticket operations and sales staff is poised and ready to help, along the way. But yeah, I think the renewal, the renewal process online is super slick. And if you need additional help, don't hesitate to ask.
I always like to ask this. Anything I didn't ask, I should have asked. Anything else season ticket holders or potential season ticket holders might need to know?
I just think it comes back to, one of the original statements related to hope and optimism. And I think Husky Stadium is where we belong. Getting back to the game day environment, one of which, with my start last April, I sat in an empty Husky Stadium this fall and didn't have the pleasure of experiencing, the electricity of pregame and sailgating and just the unbelievable fans that we have, that I know we have here, at the University of Washington. And, it was a rough year, to sit in an empty stadium, myself having the luxury of being there. And I know it was a rough year for all of our diehard supporters that had to watch from home. And, just the level of excitement and enthusiasm, both internally in our athletic department and I know externally with our constituents, is palpable. And the return is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be, the return to Husky Stadium is going to be one that people remember for years to come. And I encourage all current season ticket holders to jump on board and make sure they're a part of that. And, we'll have single game ticket on sales coming down the road. We have opportunities for new season tickets. So, we get back to normalcy this fall. People are going to want to be a part of that. And to me, that electricity and that amped up level of excitement of getting back to normalcy. And again, getting back to Husky Stadium where we belong is going to be unparalleled. And I can't wait for that myself. So
I got two more things for you. You obviously came here from Purdue. The first time you walked out into Husky Stadium and you just kind of looked up and looked around, what'd you think when you just saw that?
It's the greatest setting in college football, and it has every it meets every expectation in that regard. It's interesting, I spent 8 years or seven football seasons at Arizona State University back from 2000 to 2007, and back then in the Pac-10, the schedules were offset, and it was, so I think I had the opportunity to go to Pullman, I think, five times in 7 years, I think it was, or wow, four times in 7 years, and never had the opportunity during that time frame to be in Husky Stadium. And it is the one stadium in the Pac-12 now that I have never set foot in. So to set foot in it without fans was incredible. I did so on my visit back in February when I first came out to explore the opportunity of joining this great athletic department. And I can only imagine, and I've heard from many people in the department and outside the department, they've explained it, but to be able to experience that for the first time this fall will be an extremely special moment for myself, because I know how special this game day environment is.
Also coming from Purdue. give us a little insight for those traveling to Ann Arbor, Michigan, what to expect heading back to Ann Arbor, because I know you've been there.
You know, the Big House is a great environment. Ann Arbor is a great college town. You know, I think it's, you know, it'll be a really cool experience for those that are planning to go. It's going to be an extremely marquee college football game early in the 2021 season. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, it'll be a great trip. It'll be a great trip. And, you know, I've made three different stops in the Big Ten at Iowa, Minnesota, and Purdue. So I've experienced it firsthand, and it'll be a great experience. It's not Husky Stadium, but it's a great experience for those that haven't been there.
I remember last time we were back there, they increased capacity by 5,000 or 6,000, and they were able to do that by putting the numbers on the seats closer together. So the running joke was every time somebody sat in the middle, two would fall off the ends. So
maybe the message there is eat a small breakfast right before you probably go.
Now, I got one more for you. You know, we always ask recruits and players, tell me your best Mike Hopkins story, but I'm not going to have you tell us your best Mike Hopkins story. I want you to tell me because you work with Jen Cohen every day. Tell me your best Jen Cohen story.
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot here. I think, you know, and I knew Jen before I arrived, and I think maybe it's not even a story, but just the culture that she has created in the athletic department and her ability to lead on a daily basis through a very complex set of circumstances this year. I think, you know, my story would be maybe more the totality of the year that I've spent here. I mean, I know that it's been rough for everybody, you know, to work through a pandemic, and everybody has different work situations and home, you know, personal situations, but the complexity of our ability to play, you know, football and basketball and the other sports this year has been significant. And just her ability to lead a department through these complexities and, you know, a financial crisis. And it's been remarkable. So maybe instead of sharing one specific story, which maybe steals your thunder a little bit, but just it's been remarkable to be a part of it. And I think there's, you know, we can be proud that she is leading this department, and she does things the right way. You know, it's student athlete centric approach, and is really engaged from an external standpoint. She's the perfect balance for a Power Five athletic director, and we're blessed here to have her at Washington. I probably could tell you a couple stories, but I'm not sure, you know, she may, I'm trying to make sure I stay in good standing.
Well, you haven't experienced a full Husky Stadium yet, but you also haven't experienced sideline Jen, because that's my favorite Jen Cohen. Because let me tell you something, Mama Bear can get fired up on the sidelines.
we're probably not going to be a good combination in that regard, because I'll be honest, I have the same reputation at my last few stops, you know, and just the our intensity will probably feed each other as opposed to mitigate it, you know, to provide any level of mitigation. So I got a little sense of it this fall, you know, in a couple of those close, tight situations when she was down there, I could sense the tension. I can only imagine, you know, you throw 71,000 fans on top of that. And that's what really, you know, gets me going too, is just the energy and the electricity of the stadium. And, you know, you're on the field and you're right in the mix, and I'm already pretty wired myself, you know. You throw all those circumstances on top of it, and it can be pretty animated. I know there's, you know, I've definitely heard, you know, sideline Jen described by a couple of our staff members. So it's funny you bring that up.
Yeah, she's odds on favorite in Vegas to be the first Pac-12 athletic director ever to have a personal foul penalty called on her on the sidelines.
The first time I've heard that. But
she's odds on favorite. So
yeah, knowing the personalities of the Pac-12, you may be right. I don't know.
Jason, thanks for jumping on with us. And again, expect those season ticket renewals to come in your email shortly, and opportunities to upgrade there as well. Again, Jason, thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.